Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyar, America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic anti-choice talk show host. Our phone number 1-800-8-INYAR. The Iraqi foreign minister had two messages for his people. First, he declared that the American forces were not within 100 miles of Baghdad. Second, that the civilians should go to the airport and fight the Americans hand to hand if necessary. Now, what's with that? We're not within 100 miles, but hurry up, go fight them at the airport. Maybe they decided to relocate their airport, sort of like Denver International, which is now about 100 miles outside of Denver. All right, then we have the Iraqi regime. There's evidence that the internet is still working in downtown Baghdad. They must be tuning in to Bob Inyar Live the last few nights to get the latest war news. We've been doing the good news, bad news routine. And so today, they gathered the nine Saddam lookalikes, the doubles currently working, and they said to them, we have good news and bad news for you. The good news is that Saddam is still alive. The bad news is that he had an arm blown off. That's pretty good. He had an arm blown off. Oh, no. So line up, guys. Give a whole new definition to the makeup call out of the green room. All right, and what was it, a double today or what, with Saddam in the street? Not sure. It looked like him, especially the profile of his waistline. It really did look like him. And there appeared to be smoke in the sky, perhaps from the oil, the trenches filled with oil that the Iraqis have set on fire the last 10 days. I think they were hoping that maybe the actual plan was that some of the leaders would die of lung cancer, and so the war would end that way. So they've had those fires burning. But it could be, you know, the event was obviously staged. The camera was usually panned in tightly right around Saddam, and the crowd was just pressing in on him and as excited as could be. And then as soon as the camera pans out a little bit, you could see it tonight on cable news. They'll rerun the footage. As soon as the camera pans out, the crowd ends immediately. The boundary of the crowd, it's not like people heard that Saddam was around and they came from everywhere. It was like 200 people moving with Saddam right around him. Like, it was funny. You know, Saddam, a while back, he hired the director of a James Bond movie. He did. This is 20 years ago now. He hired the director of a James Bond 007 movie to film a reenactment of one of Saddam's military conquests from earlier in his career. He's a character, that guy. All right. Reports on Fox News estimate 100,000 Iraqi dead fighters, Republican Guard, Army, and Fedayeen Saddam killed so far. 100,000. That could very well be within the ballpark. Of course, no one knows, least of all the Iraqis. But that could be, the number could be somewhere in that ballpark. There's been six Republican Guard divisions have been wiped out. All six, except for the special division of the Guard that remains left in Baghdad, where they will be picked off like fish in a barrel unless they surrender. It's good for, it's good for North Korea to hear this and see this. It's good. And for Syria and for Iran, it's good for them to see this. I mean, the casualties, the American casualties have been every single death on the just side of a war is a tragedy. But granting that, the casualties have been awfully close to zero. You know, it's a new age of warfare where wars against massive enemies are fought and won within weeks, and casualties not in the hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands, but in the double digits and triple digits. Wow. So this fight is not over, obviously, but it's going extremely well. What else we have? Oh, an Indian military advisor was explaining how we would lose our, oh, not Chief Sitting Bull. Chief Sitting Bull. I mean Indian as from India, you know, next to Bangladesh. An Indian military advisor who has been somewhat supportive of Saddam Hussein over the years and trained some of Saddam Hussein's men. He was a report on, he was saying how now that the Battle of Baghdad is beginning, America will lose its technical superiority because we'll be in Baghdad, no longer on the open battlefield. And all of a sudden, the report was interrupted by a news bulletin of some of the fiercest yet bombing of downtown Baghdad. Well, so much for losing our superiority. You know, a friend was quoting Sun Tzu. Is that the guy's name? From 3,000 years ago, the Chinese author of The Art of War. And he said, you know, we don't have enough forces in Iraq. If you're attacking people who are dug in, defenders, you need triple the forces, triple. And we don't have triple the forces. We don't have nearly enough men. And the response is, yeah, maybe Sun Tzu was right, unless you can drop 20,000 precision-guided bombs on the enemy's heads from the sky unopposed. If you can do that, well, then that changes things. In the last 24 hours, 740 sorties have dropped bombs on ground forces alone. That's in the last 24 hours. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Last night, we talked about a newspaper ad, a letter to the president that we want to run. And actually, you could find the text of that ad on the internet at a site called justicemomentum.com. And when we get back from this break, I want to tell you the Rocky Mountain News and the Denver Post, they give us a price to run it until they saw the ad. This is a live commercial break. The number to call into the show is the same number you can use to support the show financially, to order our literature. For example, the Plot Manuscript, our best-selling manuscript, 330 pages. An overview of the whole Bible. It's called The Plot. Or you can get The Plot on audio tape. Not just reading through the text, but talking through it. Like a teaching environment. And so you can get The Plot on audio tape, The Plot manuscript, or videotapes from us here at Bob and Yurt Live, like God and the Death Penalty, or A Bible Tour of Israel, Get Out of the Matrix, where I get to debate a college philosophy class and their teacher. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Our materials all have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Either you'll love it, you feel like you're really learning what the Bible says about these crucial issues, or you could get your money back. It's that easy. So please give us a call. Write down the number if you can't get through right now. Or go on the web at kgov.com, kgov.com. Our store is online. You could check it out. kgov.com or call us at 1-800-836-9278. 836-9278. We can use your help to stay on the air, continue to reach more people. You could sign up automatically once a month, have a Bible study album shipped to your door once a month. It's a lot of fun to study the Bible with us. 1-800-836-9278. And of the audio albums you could receive if you order the monthly albums, once you get to Genesis, when you hit Genesis, then the Genesis albums come all right in a row. You know, we skip around the Bible. We do some overview work first, and then we hit some topics like predestination and free will, and look at some of the New Testament books of the Bible. But then you get to Genesis, and we do Genesis creation. That's one album. And then the fall. When did Adam and Lucifer fall? When did they fall? Why did they fall? How did it all happen? It's fun. Then the flood. By the way, that includes a teaching on baptism. Abraham and Isaac is another album. And then Jacob. Boy, Jacob, that album will just blow your mind. Why is it that Jacob and his mother lied and they got the blessing? Why? NYART. This is Bob and Yart Live, and I am the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Before we go to the phones, I want to tell you what happened when we have this open letter to the president that we'd like to run in some newspapers, and we're going to kick this off running this on the 9th of April, next Wednesday, in Washington, D.C., in the Washington Times. And so, but we were thinking about running this here locally in Denver, in the Rocky Mountain News and the Denver Post. Those are our two major newspapers, and they have a joint operating agreement. So you buy an ad and it runs in both of them. And so we called up and we told them how much space we'd need. And they told us what the ad would cost. And it would be about $58 an inch. So, okay, $58 an inch. Well, then they wanted to see the ad, of course. So we sent them to the internet where you can look at the ad yourself. It's at a website called justicemomentum.com. Justicemomentum.com. They read the ad, and I got a call from the salesman, and he said, "Bob, this is not a regular church ad. This has gone up the chain of command, and it's all the way up to the vice president of the company." I said, "Oh, that never happened before." Actually, every time we run an ad in these papers, the vice president of the company gets involved. Every time. It's just a simple ad. He said, "This is a very graphic ad. This is very cutting edge. It's very graphic. You know, it's against abortion." How's it very graphic? Well, I'll read it to you in a bit. But anyway, they changed the rate from $85 to, what did it go to? About $230 an inch because of the content of the ad. So we write about this on our website at kgov.com. I got a note up there. You might want to check it out. Right on the top at kgov.com, there's a bullet talking about getting a message out to the president. Thank you, Mr. President, for doing a great job with the war. And now we need to also focus our attention on the innocent children in America who are being killed. That's the gist of the letter. So we put an update here on KGov, and you could find out if you want to help us run this ad in the Washington Times, we could really use your help. But we give the details how it went from once the vice president of advertising read the note, he said, "This is not a church ad. This is a political ad. And you're not getting an $85 an inch rate. It's $227 per inch." That's a lot of money. And you know, It is legal for him to do that, of course. After all, it is their paper. So, okay. Well, that's a lot of money. That'd be, you know, approaching $4,000. So we called the Washington Times, since the ad is an open letter to the president. And the Washington Times, they're the conservative paper in the Capitol. And every day, 4,000 copies of the Times goes to Capitol Hill, to Congress and the White House. And also, 1,000 copies or so go to the Pentagon. And another 100,000 copies, general subscriptions, are distributed through the D.C. area. And they gave us a price of for a quarter-page ad, much larger than the ad we would run in Denver, two-column, six-inch space, a quarter-page ad to run in their commentary section, the only ad in four pages, this coming Wednesday, for under $2,700. So we talked now. Denver Bible Church is sponsoring this with help from, hey, I hope some of you guys out there can help us. And we decided, let's do it. Let's run it in the Washington Times. And so I called up the Rocky Mountain News, Denver Post, and said, well, we decided to go with the Times. And then they found it in their hearts to lower the price by $900. But it was too late. It was too late. We were chased into the open arms of a conservative newspaper. So now I'll take a call, then we'll read the ad itself, and then we'll take another call. Let's go to the phones in Loveland, Colorado. Ray, speak your mind.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. It's good to talk to you.
You're welcome, sir.
I'm calling about your ad.
Yeah.
You were listening to your show last night, my wife Dorothy and myself, and when Dorothy heard that ad, she was very, very excited. She says, I would really, really like to help support that ad because she is so opposed to abortion.
Wow. Now, Ray, we're having a hard time hearing you. We don't have a clear line.
I'm sorry. Do you want me to call back in?
You're coming across a bit fuzzy. But, how about, I'm going to put you on hold. And we'll try to get a better line from Ray in Loveland, Colorado, and his wife, Dorothy. And then we'll get you back. But let me read the ad. And then we'll get to John also in Aurora, Colorado. But first, here's the ad that this campaign will be kicked off April 9th, this Wednesday, in the Washington Times. And here's the headline. Thank you, President Bush. And it reads like this. Mr. President, we thank you for your leadership in the war against terror and the war in Afghanistan and in Iraq. Thank you for seeing the connection between our own self-defense and the liberation of more than 40 million Iraqis and Afghans. And thank you that our soldiers protected innocent life in enemy territory more so than did the opposing governments. Mr. President, the easy part is over. Now we ask you to bring the same moral clarity to the killing of more than 40 million unborn children in our own country. To remove the speck from our neighbor's eye, Jesus said we must take the log out of our own. Millions of Christians have voted for you as a pro-life governor and president. Yet you select pro-choice judges and high officials. Your legacy will depend on how you confront the killing of innocent children here in America. Every day, 1,000 babies in the first trimester, old enough to suck their thumbs, are killed by abortionists without opposition from you. And of course, when a mother's life is at risk, a doctor can remove the baby without purposely killing it. Please, Mr. President, do the right thing and fight against the intentional killing of all unborn children, regardless of the political risk to you. Sincerely, your brothers and sisters in Christ. And then in small print, the ad explains what the reader can do to help get this message to the president. It gives his this website, justicemomentum.com, where you could find that ad. You could run it in your own local newspaper, email it to the White House, mail a copy to the president. We have his address. Call the White House to say thanks for fighting the war. Now please stop abortion. You can help pay to run this ad again in the same newspaper or somewhere else. You could discuss this ad at theologyonline.com. And you could promote justicemomentum.com, an unaffiliated website which exists only to support this ad. And then sponsored by whatever name, your church, your group. This ad will say sponsored by denverbiblechurch.org. Right now, let's go back to Loveland, Colorado. Ray, go ahead.
Hi, Bob. Does this sound better to you?
Yes, sir.
All right, great. As I was saying, we listened to your show last night, and that's Dorothy, my wife, and myself, and we heard your ad that you're wanting to put in the paper, and it's an awesome ad. I believe it's so timely, and as you read it and as you listen to it, you cannot deny what it says.
Wow.
You just can't. It's about as solid a truth as I've ever heard, and we would like very much to be able to support you on that, and we're at this time we're going to make a $100 pledge, and we're going to mail that in to you.
Wow, $100 toward the running of this ad in the Washington Times, and that's
now. Yesterday we weren't aware that you had this in the Washington Times.
That's right. Yesterday it was going to be in Denver.
Right,
we were going to run
You're so much closer to the president in Washington than you are in Denver, of course.
Well, yeah, with 4,000 copies of the Times going to Capitol Hill each day. And, you know, this current administration is much more comfortable with the Washington Times than the Washington Post. And the Post is the big paper, but it is, you know, it's liberal through and through. And the Times...
Having 4,000 copies going out, that's 4,000 chances of getting to the president.
Well, on Capitol Hill, and then another 100,000 copies going throughout the city generally. And so we think it is more strategic. You know,
that's a great decision. I'm really happy you did that.
Well, that's great. Thank you. And when the news in the Post, you know, their VP of advertising read the text and he said, "This isn't a church ad." And they tripled the rate from $85 an hour, $85 an inch, to $227 an inch.
That must mean you had quite an impact on their thinking.
I guess. And they said it was extremely graphic. I can't quite figure that out.
That's a strange way of approaching it.
They got dead bodies in flames on the cover of their newspapers. And they say, this ad is graphic. There's no pictures in it. We're talking about babies sucking their thumbs. See, right. Two pro-aborts, they can't handle even that. And that's why the ad is worded the way it is. Ray, thank you so very much.
Thank you for taking my call, Bob.
All right. We'll look for that $100 check. Now, up until that call, we had $900 committed by people who have pledged to Denver Bible Church to help underwrite the ad. So that makes 1,000 out of a needed 2,700. So check it out on the web, justicemomentum.com. Let's leverage the momentum of American justice. All right, in Aurora, Colorado, John, if you could turn down your radio.
Hello?
Yes, John.
Oh, hi, Bob. How are you, sir?
Welcome to the show. Now, we're going to go to the news. John, could you hang on?
Absolutely.
All right. When we come back, we'll get your call quickly and right after this. All right, here we are, Bob and Yurt Live, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-8-N-Yurt. This is a live commercial break for those of you tuning in on the web. at kguff.com. Have you checked out the store? And if you're interested in helping us out with this newspaper ad campaign to get the attention of the president, then you can go to the store. You can call us up. Leave your name and number. We'll call you back to get a donation for the ad. Or you can go online and make a one-time donation, a monthly donation. But for this, I would imagine you'd want to make a one-time donation and leave a comment. Tell us it's for this project, for the letter to the president. And then we will be, you know, we'll be thrilled. I will be thrilled to receive your donation and put it toward airing, running this newspaper ad. So you can do that right on the store at kguff.com. Up in the upper right, click where it says shop online. And then in the upper right of the store, you'll see donate. And you could donate to Denver Bible Church. And then we will go ahead and apply that, if put it in the memo, to this newspaper ad campaign. And it's sort of neat to support the Washington Times also with this money because they're so much more conservative. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, when we get back, I have to let people know, what if we get more than the $2,700? What then? Whoa! From Pittsburgh? Whoa! $200? From Pittsburgh? Whoa! We're not even on in Pittsburgh. We used to be for years. Hey, that's exciting. Thank you. See, call screeners, sometimes they have good information. Okay, I'm going to have to say that. Here we go. NYART if you'd like to call in, or if you'd like to help get this message to the president by helping us run this ad in the Washington Times. During the break, our call screener just handed me a note, a $200 gift to run the ad in the Washington Times from Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania? We're not even on in Pittsburgh. This is exciting. Wow, somebody listening via the internet. Rich K? All right, Rich K. And who else? And Mary? Rich and Mary? Mary Ann. All right. Hey, that's great. That's exciting. That puts us up to $1,200 so far out of $2,700. And, of course, the elders at Denver Bible Church said, agreed with the project, and the church is willing to kick in some too. But Denver Bible Church, it's not a large church, it's a small church, and it's you know, we don't have much of a monthly budget. But the church is willing to kick in some, so that's $1,200 plus whatever the church gives. All right, let's go to Aurora in Colorado. John, go right ahead.
Hi, Bob. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing well.
Good, good. I hope you can hear me okay. I'm at work, so.
All right.
All right. I was just wondering, I had a question for you. What do you think about the role of Syria and Iran in this campaign? Because some of my friends are worried that this is phase one, and Syria and Iran and Turkey might get together, and they might go against us. But I was talking with my father today, you know, and he brought up a good point. He said, you know, if you're going to go against an enemy, you don't wait until your third army, your third help is already defeated. So I thought about that, too. And, of course, Kim Jong, too, and North Korea. And I just wanted your opinion of it, and I'll hang up here and I'll listen for your response
all right,
on the radio.
All right. Thank you for your call, John. Okay, whoever is thinking that Syria and Iran are going to attack us, not very good at analyzing current events. Let's just say not very good. Okay, Donald Rumsfeld has been warning Syria to stop the flow of military support into Iraq across their border, and they're not doing a very good job of complying. It would be tremendous for us to have an excuse to go in and take out Syria's terrorist government and Iran's terrorist government. That would be just the best. Talk about a good start for the next millennium. That would be extraordinary. And with the with our ability to slice through the Republican Guard like a hot knife through butter, believe me, they're not going to do that. If we could only come up with the good enough excuse to go into Syria, that would be politically palatable. Boy, that would be great. All right, but don't worry. And Turkey, forget about – Turkey might take on the Kurds only because they don't have a country. But they're not going to take on America. That's really ridiculous, whoever might have thought that, John. Okay, let's go to New York. And I want to talk more about this ad. And this ad running in the Washington Times this coming Wednesday. Now, the Washington Times didn't seem to be to react negatively toward the text of the ad. They didn't say it was graphic, and they didn't criticize it in any way. They seem to be rather supportive. Let's go to New York, 1-800-836-9278. In Batavia, Dan, speak your mind.
Bob, good evening.
Hello, sir.
You know, all day today I was thinking about the war in Iraq and our situation with the abortion here in this country.
Yeah.
And I was going to call you up tonight and try to get you riled up about it.
Huh.
But you know what? You're already riled up and you're thinking the way I'm thinking, too.
Hey, that's so neat. So isn't that something, Dan? So you were thinking, yeah, we're fighting against evil halfway across the world, but how about the evil right here in our own country?
I think we aborted twice the population of Iraq so far.
Yeah, we're in that ballpark.
Right, and you know, if you think about it too, you know, we talk about Saddam killing all these people and we have to go take care of them. Yet you look at that situation with that Dr. Slepian, I guess.
Yeah.
He was aborting all these children and this one guy unfortunately shot him. And we're making the killer, Dr. Slepian, look awful bad when, you know, Dr. Slepian aborted how many babies. So, Bob, right now my wife and I, our businesses are slow. I'm on disability. She is a disability, but we're going to donate $20 to your truck.
You are, Dan?
Yes, and I think all the Christians listening, even if they give $10, if you get 1,000 people give $10, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's for a life. How do you place of value in a human life?
Wow. So, hey, Dan, that's just extraordinary. Are you going to mail in a check?
Yeah, we'll mail in a check, yeah.
Okay, make it payable to Denver Bible Church.
You got it. And I'm going to encourage and challenge and dare all the other Christians. Look, this is life we're talking about. Mm. And if the Christians can't stand up by putting some money up, we might as well just keep quiet.
Thank you so very much, Dan. God bless you. Wow. So Dan was thinking today that, yeah, we're covering the war news. And I'm so thankful that it's going well, and that I tell you, George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and Don Rumsfeld and Tommy Franks, these guys, when the Clinton administration left office, it was remarked that the adults were now back in charge, and that was a pretty good analysis of what had happened in that transition. But there's no way these wars could have been prosecuted more effectively, Afghanistan and Iraq. Just absolutely extraordinary, just brilliant. Brilliant. And I'm so thrilled to see that, because it's really hard to get brilliance out of an organization that has hundreds of thousands of members. It's hard to get brilliance. And that's what we have in this military battle, in these wars. Brilliance. I could not conceive of how to have done a better job in Afghanistan, how to have done a better job in Baghdad. And so now what we need to do is we need to leverage the momentum of American justice and remind the president of the slaughter of innocents here in this country. Let's go to now. Where is this? Peyton, Colorado. Stan, speak your mind.
Hello, Bob.
Yes, Stan.
Yeah, how are we doing?
Doing well, sir.
Good. Laurie and I would like to donate $100.
$100, Laura and Stan in Peyton, Colorado?
Actually, our Blue Bear wants to donate it.
Oh, now, so, wait a minute. That just gave away your identity.
Okay.
Hi, Stan. How are you?
We're doing great.
We got Doug McBurney and I got gifts from these guys. Thank you very much. Our families appreciate it also, Stan.
That's good.
So,
God bless you.
So $100 to help run this ad in the Washington Times?
You bet.
All right. That's just extraordinary. Stan, are you going to mail a check? Is that how you're going to do it?
Whatever you want to do. We can give you a credit card.
Well, sure. What I'll do is I'll put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to put Stan on hold. We'll get his credit card information. And the idea, if somebody's just tuned in, we are going to run an ad in the Washington Times this coming Wednesday, April 9th, a message to Bill Clinton. I take that back. That's not even a Freudian slip. I take it back. A message to President George W. Bush. And we want to leverage the momentum of American justice. You know, the world, liberals in the world like Ted Turner, who's funding, $1.5 million of these anti-American, anti-war protests. They hate, liberals hate moral clarity. That's what they hate with a passion. And there's a tremendous amount of moral clarity observable in this war on terror. And so now we need to exploit that momentum. We're fighting against those who kill innocents. And you couldn't get a better definition of abortion than that. And we need to remind George W. Bush that he claims to be a pro-life leader. And as a pro-life leader, he needs to stop appointing pro-abortion judges. And with $1,100... from who? Jeremy? Now I need to know what Jeremy. Who Jeremy? All right, I'll find that out in a moment. Wow. Hey, this is amazing. All right, we're going to take a break. During the break, I'm going to find out who Jeremy. And adding this up. Have you added it up yet? We're back, Bob and Yart Live, 1-800-8-N-YART. That's 1-800-836-9278. In fact, I said we're back. We're back to the commercial break. That's what we're back to. Now, this message, if you go to KGOV, well, you're at KGOV, right? If you're listening to the show, you could read the here's how. To get this message to the president, and then here's how. I just had to make a minor edit. In fact, you know what I should do while I'm in here? I should put update. So far, our audience has donated $1,520. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. I could spell thank you, right? Yeah, there we go. All right, now I have to upload. I have to upload that update. Now, I'm not much of a web guy, but the staff here, they've shown me the little bit of what I have to know to make some updates to our website. So let's see here. Go to kgov.com with our FTP software. What does that stand for, FTP? Oh, File Transfer Protocol? All right, File Transfer Protocol. That makes sense. We use GlobalScape's Qt FTP software. Update, okay, message to bush.html. There it goes. It's up on the web. Now I'm going to look at it and see if it really updated or if it's just in my imagination. There it is. Update. So far, our audience has donated $1,520. Thank you. That's great. That's toward $2,700. Man. Maybe someone will donate online. Now, that would be truly amazing because that online store, that is just the greatest way to communicate efficiently. It's just so extraordinary. Check out the store. That's 1-800-836-9278. Now, I'm inclined to read this ad once more before we get to the end of the show, but let me tell you that Jeremy who called in, it's of Jeremy and Wendy fame, and he's a Denver realtor and is donating $100. That brings the total to $1,520. Now, let me tell you what we would do if we got too much money, because the ad is for $2,700, so we're more than halfway there. We would run. Now, this is not designed to be run in only one paper. In fact, at the end of the ad, and I'll read you that this next time, it gives you ideas of how to help get this message to President Bush. And at the end of the ad, it suggests that the readers can pay to run it in other newspapers. And if we take in too much money, by the way, our phone number is 1-800-836-9278, then we'll also run it. The second paper we've picked out is the Colorado Springs Gazette. That's the largest newspaper in Colorado Springs, the third largest daily paper in Colorado. And Colorado Springs is about an hour south of Denver. That's where Focus on the Family is located and about 40 other national ministries and parachurch organizations. It's a very influential Christian conservative demographic down there. And I tell you, the call I got from the Gazette today when we were calling around asking for prices, it could not have been more gracious. I got a call from a salesman down there, and he said, Bob, first of all, I want to tell you that my parents and I used to watch your show on satellite on America's Voice Network. We love the show. And when we read the ad, you know, my name wasn't associated with the ad he read on the web when he looked up justicemomentum.com. But he said, what a great ad. $20 from California. I'm just writing that down here. From a Tony R. in California. $20. Wow. That's $1,540. That's cool. All right, are we going to the phones here? Am I taking this call? All right, in California, Tony, speak your mind.
Hey, Bob, why don't you go ahead and make that $30?
$30, okay, I'll do it right now.
Hey, I just have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I'm just wondering, why can't you be like, you know, I've already ordered the plot. I'm on your monthly series of Bible tapes.
Yeah.
Just called up a couple of days ago and ordered your videotape on Predestination.
All right.
So why can't you be like a lot of the other pastors and stop changing the world? I mean, build a big building or something. You're breaking me.
You're funny, Tony. Oh, boy. Well, you know, we thought about building a glass cathedral, a crystal cathedral.
Yeah, they have that out here in California.
But it had already been done.
Oh.
So we figured instead we'll urge the president to adhere to his pro-life principles. And now that he's on a roll with this momentum of American justice, here's another $100 that just came in from an employee of United Airlines in Denver. Now, that talk about a faith pledge there, Tony. That is really neat.
Well, you keep up the good work, and you're definitely doing something that's not being done very often.
Well, thank you so very much. God bless you.
All right.
I appreciate that. That's $1,650. And these pledges, you know, our audience is good. We don't have, you know, when our store on the internet, kgov.com, the online store, the credit card transaction processing firm, they want to know what percentage of stolen credit cards do you come up against with your customers. And we said, we're not selling bongs here and, you know, long hair, maggot infested FM type CDs. We're selling Bible materials and hardcore right wing Christian conservative Bible materials. Our audience, they're good for it. And so $1,650 toward $2,700. That's extraordinary. All right, I'm going to try to read this ad again. This is what we want, what we are running in the Washington Times this Wednesday, April 9th. And maybe, look at this. $100 from a police officer, a Denver police officer. I'm reading the scribble here from my call screener. He's been on the force for 30 years. Wow. Thank you to the Denver police officer. All right. That's extraordinary. That's that's $1,720, $50. We're within 1,000 of the goal. If you could call in after the show, in the 15 minutes after the show, I'll be in the studio. Our call screener will both be answering the phones. We'll want to talk to you quickly, though, just within 2 to 3 minutes to take a few calls. Maybe we could reach the goal and then run it also in the Colorado Springs Gazette on the same day. That'd be great. That'd kick off the campaign. Here's what we're running in the Washington Times newspaper this week coming. Thank you, President Bush. Mr. President, we thank you for your leadership in the war against terror, in the war in Afghanistan and in Iraq. Thank you for seeing the connection between our own self-defense and the liberation of more than 40 million Iraqis and Afghans. And thank you that our soldiers protected innocent life in enemy territory more so than did the opposing governments. Mr. President, the easy part is over. Now we ask you to bring the same moral clarity to the killing of more than 40 million unborn children in our own country. To remove the speck from our neighbor's eye, Jesus said we must take the log out of our own. Millions of Christians have voted for you as a pro-life governor and president, yet you select pro-choice judges and high officials. Your legacy will depend on how you confront the killing of innocent children here in America. Every day, 1,000 babies in the first trimester, old enough to suck their thumbs, are killed by abortionists without opposition from you. And of course, when a mother's life is at risk, a doctor can remove the baby without personally killing it, without purposely killing it. Please, Mr. President, do the right thing and fight against the intentional killing of all unborn children, regardless of the political risk to you. Sincerely, your brothers and sisters in Christ. And then there's small print. Now, this $30 came in from who? All right. And what city? All right. $30. That brings us up to $1,780. Now, we're, what, $900 from the goal? $900. Maybe we have 3 minutes left in the show. I'll be here for 15 minutes after the show at 1 836-9278. But maybe somebody could call in right now. Help us get closer to running this ad in the Washington Times. And here's the small print at the bottom of the ad. It says this. After the open letter to the president, now there's a message to the reader of the ad. Let's leverage the momentum of American justice. To help get this message to President George W. Bush, you can find this text online at justicemomentum.com. Email this ad to the president at whitehouse.gov. Mail a copy to President Bush, Washington, D.C., 20500. Call 202-456-1111 to say, thanks for fighting the war. Now please stop abortion. Pay for this ad to run again, here or elsewhere. Discuss this at theologyonline.com. Promote unaffiliated justicemomentum.com, which exists only to support this ad. Sponsored by denverbiblechurch.org. That's what it's going to say in the Washington Times this Wednesday, April 9th. Now, you can run an ad like this in your own local paper. You know, the Colorado Springs Gazette, that's a relatively big paper. And to run the ad in that paper would cost $600. $600. You know, somebody could call in and say, Bob, I want to single-handedly, I want to sponsor the ad in the Colorado Springs Gazette. And we'll arrange to have it run, and you could sponsored by whatever group you'd want to put there. Planned Parenthood? No, only kidding. Not Planned Parenthood. That would be funny, huh? Planned Parenthood. We could do that. Banned Parenthood. We could do that. Banned Parenthood. But sponsored by your name, your group, your church, or kgov.com, or however you'd like it to be done. So we're within $900 of getting enough money to run this ad. And notice, we're not here trying to raise money for Bob Inyart Live, for my paycheck. We haven't been talking all hour about our products and materials that help keep this show on the air. We're talking about raising money specifically to help this message get to this president, because he has given us his principles of governance that he believes that abortion is wrong and that he is a pro-life Christian man. Well, we would like him to stand on the principles that he has declared that he lives by. And we'd like him, the easy part is over. Destroying the Taliban, that was a war game. Iraq, it's been devastating with the loss of life, the American loss of life, the heroes that gave their lives to free 23 million Iraqis and to help America and the next generation, our kids, live in a safer America. But it's been an easy military victory. The hard part was determining to do it. Once we determined to do it, it was easy, as would be Iran, as would be Syria, as would be North Korea. Except that North Korea has nukes. That's why you got to hit them fast and hard before they know what happened. You have to destroy their command and control. And in North Korea, it's easy. Just bomb every place that has a light bulb, and you'd have them. Hey, we're out of time. We'll be here for 15 minutes. Call in 1-800-836-9278. This is Bob Inyart reminding you to do right and risk the consequences.